Both presidential candidates are cramming for the first of three debates this Wednesday, but it's October, the month that includes Halloween and other political surprises you can't prepare for. In 2004, when Osama bin Laden released a video days before that election, John Kerry now claims that tape reminding people of ongoing wars and the attack of 9/11 ended his chances against President Bush. There are also surprises within a debate. In 1988, when Lloyd Benson said to Dan Quayle as they competed for vice president, "I knew Jack Kennedy, you're no Jack Kennedy." Michael Shear, national political reporter for the New York Times and lead contributor to that paper's blog, The Caucus, is with us. Michael, you've taken a look at surprises that might still come, and stay with comments, because we're wondering if some of the surprise comments have already happened. You know, we're thinking of Mitt Romney's comment about 47% of Americans being victims, or his more recent claims that his health care mandate, when governor of Massachusetts, shows he's compassionate. And I'm sure there are some on the Democratic side you can think of. Have some of these already happened?
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, you can sort of expand the what we think of as the traditional kind of October surprise, you know, out a little bit into, say, September. And some of these comments, the 47% came last month. You can remember back 4 years ago when the economic collapse actually happened in mid-September, and there were all sorts of things. John McCain's reaction to that, his calling for a campaign suspension of the campaign, and all of that happened in kind of mid to late September. You know, I think if you sort of pull back a little bit, those might qualify as well as October surprises. But I think part of the thing that I was hoping to point out is the fact that these last 30 days, the closer we get to Election Day, the more sort of the political world sits on the edge of their seat a little bit.
Well, you write about five areas in which you think there could be a game-changing development, a surprise, a debate moment. Someone just blurts something out that changes everything. Economic statistics, we'll get to that. Investigative news, what reporters are, you know, might still unearth, although these two candidates are very well known, and some unrelated incident. But also foreign policy, and that's where some might say on the Democratic side there was a surprise for Democrats that will certainly come up in the debates, the Obama administration being excoriated for saying early on in that attack in Libya that it had nothing to do with terrorism. Now, of course, they're saying it was and might have been linked to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I definitely think, you saw this morning with Mitt Romney publishing an op-ed on Libya and sort of more broadly the Middle East and foreign policy in the Wall Street Journal is a clear signal that he, I think, wants to bring this up in the debate. The debate's supposed to be about economic policy and domestic policy, but, these things have a way of kind of, morphing into whatever the candidates want to talk about. And I think, the Republicans are certainly hoping that, the whole surprise of Benghazi and what happened in Libya and more broadly the Middle East can work to their advantage this month.
Well, but staying with foreign policy, what happens in Europe with their economy? So there could be more foreign policy surprises. Economic statistics. On Friday, numbers came out showing that President Obama can call himself a job creator. You say what in this category?
Well, look, I mean, we have two more Fridays that will come before Election Day in which the government will report the number of jobs created or lost and the unemployment rate, the first of which comes this coming Friday, then the next one comes November 2nd before the election. Either of those two, if they are sort of stay the course, if it's about where we've been, I'm not sure it has all that much impact either way. But, you could imagine if for some reason, for the first time in months and months and months, we actually had a net job loss, that would be really damaging to the president's case that he's trying to make that the economy's on the right course. On the other hand, if by some chance one of these numbers presents that there were hundreds of thousands of jobs added in the previous month, that would obviously be hard for Mitt Romney to make his case. So depending on how it goes, it could be a big moment.
Yeah, we mentioned the debate moment possibilities. Chris Saliza writes in the Washington Post that, well, he points to a chart from Gallup showing that there were very few times in the last five decades where a debate fundamentally changed the course of a presidential race. Do you think this time is different because it's so close and there are so, people keep looking at not just the undecideds, but getting the partisans out to vote?
Look, I think Chris makes a good point. Others have made it. John Harwood made it in our paper as well. That you can put a little bit too much importance on these debates, and you go back historically and you look and you can see that There haven't been all that many where the data would suggest it actually changed, radically changed the direction. On the other hand, keep in mind that history is just a guide, and that sometimes things happen that haven't happened before. We've never reelected an incumbent president with unemployment above 8%. If President Obama wins reelection, that will be a statistic that we won't be able to cite again. And so just because there haven't been a lot of examples of it the last time around doesn't necessarily mean that in a country as polarized as we have now, that a strong moment for either guy couldn't really shift the debate.
What are you saying? Things happen that never happened before? That means we'd have to actually be open to the possibility of things happening that we don't know about. Michael Shear, yeah, national political reporter for the New York Times and lead contributor to their blog, The Caucus. Michael, thanks as always.
Good talking to you.